There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Plans are being made for a revitalized downtown and exciting events that will once again make the historic city the hub of South Arkansas. Pine Bluff Rising is working to empower citizens of the city and move concepts to action. When Pine Bluff again thrives, it will be good for all of Arkansas. Want to keep up with the progress of Pine Bluff Rising? Like us on Facebook and watch daily as a new Pine Bluff rises.
We will move to the second quarter. West Memphis with the football at the 19-yard line after that 9-yard run by Holmes.
You know, West Memphis is doing a good job of we're using three down linemen right now, and three linebackers trying to make up for this spread defense, and they're counting those men up here, and they're going to run the ball a little bit more when they say the numbers are favorable.
Second down and about six here. Holmes bounces it to the outside. First down run across the 30. Runs into big David Waymire. And a flag at the end of the play. We're going to have a face mask tacked onto the end of it. The run goes to the 33. It's a 14-yard pickup.
Well, we made contact with him in the backfield. Just couldn't bring him down. We'll have to get our heads up and look quicker.
Face mask.
It was a 5-yard face mask penalty, the second penalty of the night against Mountain Home. And it moves the ball to the 38.
Umpire doesn't take five big steps. He takes 10 little ones to mark off 5 yards.
He's built about like you, Bob. First down for the Blue Devils. They keep it on the ground. Holmes is going to take it across the 45 to the 46-yard line. It's a pickup of 8 on first down.
Well, if we went to the game wanting them to run the football, we're making them run it.
Actually, we wanted to make them pass. That's the problem.
Oh, did we?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, we're playing three down linemen, and we may have gone back to 4 right now. Yeah.
Trips to the left side here for the Blue Devils. Still out of the pistol, and again, the ball is on the ground. This is Holmes. First down run and tackle from behind, grabbing the jersey and pulling him down that time.
Cody Anderson.
Cody Anderson.
Well, he grabbed him by the back of the jersey and didn't let go. Was able to pull him down.
Boy, I tell you what, that's a bad spot because he was almost to the 50.
Yes, he was.
And the officials marked him back where he went down after Cody grabbed his jersey. The officials are going to bring the chains out for a measurement here. He's awfully close, Bob.
I think he's got it.
I think so, too. I agree with you. 10:53 left in this opening half. 1-7. They'll stretch the chains out, and by the nose of the football, it's a first down. It is a long way up these steps here, the press box at West Memphis, and Mitch Husky is going to be our guest at halftime, and he came up before the game. He said he needed to catch his breath. He needed a half.
Needed a half to catch his breath. We stopped twice on the way up. Krista had pushed him the last 10 steps to get him up here.
First down from the 49 here for the Blue Devils. Out of the pistol. And the quarterback turned one way. The running back went the other. And Troxler's going to be dropped. Foreman grabs him in the backfield for another tackle behind the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a loss of 3 back to the 46.
Boy, he either turned the wrong way or the running back went the wrong way because he was in no man's land there.
That's got to be one of the oddest feelings for a quarterback. You turn to hand it off and nobody's there. It's like, uh-oh.
You just teach them to get up the field and try to make something positive out of it.
Second down and 13 here for the Blue Devils with 10:06 left in the opening half. Bombers up by 3. The give is to Holmes once again. Holmes breaks a couple of tackles, takes it inside the Mountain Home 45 to the 44-yard line. He'll pick up 10. That means it's going to be 3rd and 3 here for the Blue Devils.
Well, we need to make a big play right here, a penalty or a turnover or something.
Colter Tolbert playing quite a bit on this defensive line for Mountain Home. He's in a nose tackle right now. Ball is going to be kept by Troxler this time on the RPO. He is tackled, loses the football. It's fallen on by West Memphis, but it's going to be a loss back to the 46-yard line, a loss of two on the fumble.
That's making fourth and about five right now. Much better job of playing at this time.
Bob, RPO, the run-pass option, that has become very popular in the last couple of years.
It's the newest thing right there where you call one play in the huddle and it can be a run or a pass, and the lineman block run, and the quarterback reads has a read that he looks at, and if so-and-so happens, well, he pulls it and throws it. It's very tough to defend, very tough to execute.
Fourth and five here for the Blue Devils as the offense stays out there at the Mountain Home 46. Now Troxler backs up, pushes his running back out of the way. Is he going to punt it?
Yeah,
he is. Troxler punts it. This is going to bounce at about the 17-yard line, and it's going to be down at about the 15. So the Bomber defense able to stop and get the ball back.
We got what we wanted, a negative play, and made them punt it. And now we've got the wind at our back. Let's see if we can punch it on down the field.
Bombers will start this drive at the 15. That's where West Memphis started their last drive. .825 left in this opening half. Mountain Home leading West Memphis 10-7. Final game of the season for the Bombers. West Memphis has already earned a first-round bye next week. They're number two seed. They'll be off next Friday night, then back in action 2 weeks from tomorrow night. First down, Mountain Home. The ball is kept by McKay. McKay busted to the outside across the 20. He's going to have a gain of about eight on first down. They'll mark him at the 23-yard line. Real quick, first half stats. Mountain Home, 127 yards of offense, 74 for West Memphis. McKay had 80, and Junior with 27 in that first quarter of action. Sonny Elliott from the Bulletin helping us with our stats again tonight. Handoff is Junior Williams. Junior's got the first down for Mountain Home. Out to the 27, a gain of four, and the Bombers move the chains.
You know, we've seen this all year long. You know, the more Junior gets it, and the more he pounds those linebackers and stuff in there, the less likely they want to tackle him lots of times. We've seen the secondary, you know, turn sideways and grab him as they go by because he's low to tackle. You just got to wear him down.
7:24 left in this first half. The Bombers leading 10-7. Mountain Home scored in the first two possessions. Had to punt it away on that third possession. And the handoff, Junior up the middle. He's into the secondary. Junior at the 50, the 45, the 40, at the 35. He's dragging tacklers with him at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. He's in! Touchdown! Junior Williams, 73 yards right up the gut. He had tacklers hanging on him for the last 20 yards.
He pushed them off and held them off and got up the field. That was amazing. That was amazing. What a burst up the middle right there. Good job of blocking that up front to begin with. But, boy, he got in the secondary quicker than I've seen him all year.
Yes.
And he caught the secondary standing flat-footed and went by him. And he did a good job of carrying one on his back till he fell off at about the four.
A 73-yard touchdown run for Junior Williams. And the Bombers extend their lead. McLean with the extra point. It is good. 6:58 left in the opening half. Mountain Home leading West Memphis 17-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam! Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
When Sean was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a rare blood cancer, he didn't have to travel the globe to find world-class care. He founded at UAMS, the state's only comprehensive treatment and research center and the recognized leader in myeloma and cancer care. After a clinical trial, 2 stem cell transplants, and chemotherapy, Sean has been in remission for years.
I beat the odds with breakthroughs pioneered by UAMS.
UAMS, we are here for a better state of health.
.658 left in this first half, and this is a stunned West Memphis crowd and sideline right now. 17-7, Mountain Home has the lead. 6:58 left in the first half. I didn't see it, Bob. There was a penalty after the play somewhere because Mountain Home's going to kick off from the 45 of West Memphis.
I did not see a flag anywhere. Now, we ought to put this one in the end zone.
Not give them a chance to run it back.
Yeah, with the wind at our back, let's make them start from the 20.
Ewan Platt, Mikey McLean, both there. They've got multiple kickoffs they can do with these two up there. Platt will kick off. It's an onside kick, and West Memphis has got it. That's the one where Ewan kicks it, and Mikey tries to get there, and Mikey comes up hobbling a little bit as West Memphis covers it. That was Draylen Brown, one of the up men there. Covers it at the 35.
Well, that's who you want to try to cover, is one of those up men. Normally, they don't have the best hands in the world. They're better blockers than they are hands people, but he was lucky, hit him right in the chest, and right down on the ground it went.
So a first down here for the Blue Devils, 6:55 left in this opening half. Troxler out of the pistol once again. He will give it. Holmes straight ahead. Holmes runs into one of his own men, and then it bounces off him and takes it all the way out to the 47-yard line, a pickup of 12.
Well, we had a chance to get him after about a 2-yard gain right there, and we just got to keep our head up and tackle. We kind of dove and tackled there. And you got to keep your head up and see what you're going to tackle and bring your legs with you.
We'll mark him down officially at the 46, so officially goes as an 11-yard run for Guerin Holmes. First down here for the Blue Devils. And that read play, it's Holmes again across the 50, and he's going to be down at the 48 of Mountain Home, a 6-yard pickup.
Well, we stunted a little bit one to one side, and they had the perfect play on. They ran right away from the stunt we were at. And
Sam Krieger into the ballgame for Mountain Home is one of those defensive line positions. Second down, the ball given to Holmes again, and Holmes is going to be tripped up as Swartz comes up to make the tackle, but it's going to be a first down at the 42-yard line, a gain of 6.
This is going to be a score fest. We got to be tougher up front and get off those blocks.
5:55 left. First half action. Mountain Home with the lead, 17-7. Bomber shifting the defense a bit now. 3 down linemen. They walk a backer up as well. The handoff, Holmes right up the gut, and Holmes takes it to the 35-yard line. A gain of about 7 on first down. Offensive line, Bob, 6'6", 286, 6'2", 60, 5'10", 264, 5'8", 284, 6'1", 310. They've got some good size up front.
Good size. They're not as big as they've been in past years. That's good size. Don't get me wrong. And if they get a body on you and get tied up with you, it's tough to get off of them.
Second down and 4 here for the Blue Devils. The give is once again to Holmes. Holmes takes on a tackler, and he's going to be very near a first down at the 32-yard line.
Well, we had a stunt on right there, Brad, and we stunted right where the hole was. He just made a great sidestep, and the linebacker was right there, and he just made a great lateral movement and got around him. That's just pure athletic ability on the running back's part because we were right there that time.
Well, we'll call it the 33 officially because he's only about a half. Why the ball's at the 32? Look where the chains are and where the ball is, Bob. I don't know how they didn't call it a first down.
I don't either.
Third and less than 1, we'll say. It's Holmes and timeout. Yeah, I was going to say, I heard Coach Ilmore yelling, timeout, timeout. I think he's upset that they didn't measure, they didn't check to see. I mean, from up here, it looks like a first down.
And now they're going to have to reset it, which you can't really measure after you reset it.
Exactly.
I guess you can, but you shouldn't.
He's upset. I don't blame him one bit. So timeout will break. 4:23 left in the first half. Bombers leading West Memphis 17-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
A couple of other scores from the conference, 15-7, Pine Bluff leading Jacksonville, and Marion last check with a 13-0 lead over Jonesboro. Boy, the Hurricane with a couple of key injuries, and they have really fallen off second half of the season. Third and I don't know what here for the Blue Devils. Looks like they're already past the line to gain.
Yeah.
Handoff is Foreman. Foreman first down, 30, down to the 26-yard line. He'll pick up 7 officially.
Well, that offensive front for West Memphis is just doing a good job right now of getting on, putting a body on a body and staying there. We just can't get off those blocks and get to the ball.
4:12 left in the first half. Bombers with a 10-point lead. I formation now for the Blue Devils. They've been working out of the pistol all night. They bring in a fullback. He'll lead the way this time for Holmes. And Holmes wrapped up at about the 22-yard line. They'll mark him down there after a 4-yard gain.
I think West Memphis made up their mind they're going to run the ball. They haven't attempted a pass. And
it's been a while, hasn't
yeah.
it? Second down and 6 coming up here for the Blue Devils with 3:33 left. First half action. Boy, big drive for this Bomber defense. Got to find a way to keep them out of the end zone before halftime here. Troxler out of the gun, hands it off. Holmes coming to the near side. He's got a big hole. He is in. Touchdown. Guerin Holmes from 22 yards out with the touchdown run. His second of the night.
Well, we're not not playing real good on defense right now.
So the extra point attempt by Wigginton. Finally, the kick is up and it is good. We'll break. 3:17 left in the first half. 17-14. Mountain Home with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Arkansas is much more than a great place to live, work, and play. It's also a great place to save for college, thanks to the Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan. Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. You can get started for as little as $25. You'll be giving a forever gift to your child or grandchild and receiving a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 Plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
3:17 left in the first half at 17-14. Mountain Home leading West Memphis. Wigginton with a high kick. Fair catch called for. And, oh, they blow it dead. Boy, the fair catch was called for and dropped by Mountain Home, but the official, too quick with his whistle, had already blown it dead. Oh, my. It looked like West Memphis had recovered it, too. There's not much they can do about this. It's an inadvertent whistle, and it stops play right there. Oh, and that's the official on the near sideline. He's got to come back over here, stand next to Elmore now for the rest of the game. He's coming over saying, Coach, hey, you can see he's pointing to himself. The fair catch was called for by Mountain Home. I was trying to see who it was. Not sure. I believe it was Price, one of the upbacks. And it went right through his hands and hit the ground, and the official, as soon as it hit him, blew the whistle. I know for safety reasons you want to try to blow that as soon as you can, but, boy, you got to make sure they've got the ball before you do. Now, Mount Holmes lining up like they're going to kick off, receive a kickoff again.
I thought the ball was dead right there.
It's got to be. They can't. It's got to be Mountain Home ball at the 31-yard line.
Now the kickoff team's leaving.
Yep, it's going to be Mountain Home ball. It's an inadvertent whistle, and when that happens, are they going to make him kick again? Oh, now if I'm Brian Maddox, I'm blowing the gasket right here.
I don't know about that.
Matt Martin,
do you replay an inadvertent whistle?
We'll check with Matt Martin, retired official. See what he says. He'll text us here in a minute. We'll let you know what he says. They're going to let West Memphis kick it off again.
I've never known to replay it unless being a kick is why they did it, but normally a inadvertent whistle.
There's Matt. Let's see what he says about this.
Loose
he
ball.
Says, loose a, ball, you replay. You replay the down.
Yeah. Tried the same thing again. This time we caught it and returned it a couple yards.
So Mount Home will have the ball at about the 28-yard line or so to start this drive.
Important thing at 3:14 on the clock. Important thing here is to don't give them the ball back again before halftime.
Definitely not. Mount Home's got some adjustments to make defensively at halftime, and you don't want to see them have that offense out there. 17-14, Mountain Home with the lead. Operating left to right from their 28-yard line. And the ball kept by McKay on the option, pulling tacklers with him as he runs parallel. The ball comes out. The ball had already been blown dead, though.
No, they're not going to like this.
They're going to mark McKay down pretty much right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. So 2:47 left in this first half. Bombers lead it by three. And Mount Home goes no huddle here with 2:41 left on the clock. Second and 10. McKay keeps it again on the option play. Turns it upfield. Hit, knocked out of bounds. At the around the 33, 34. We'll have to see where they put it.
Really didn't want the clock stopped right there.
No. So third down coming up here for Mountain Home. They're going to put the ball at the 32. So it was a 4-yard gain for McKay. .232 left in the first half. Big third down for this Bomber offense. Like Bob mentioned, you cannot get this ball back to West Memphis before halftime. It's Junior Williams. Junior, second effort is going to be awfully close as he winds up at about the 39.
They're going to mark him at the 25.
35? There's no way. He's.
I started to say, what are they doing out there?
There's several injured players, it looks like. Are they locked up down there? The official, instead of marking the ball, went to try to break up the – I believe there's somebody injured down there. It's one of the West Memphis players.
But the official never – they're going to give us a first down now, but neither one of them moved until after the play was well over with.
The official saw that young man was injured. He was trying to help him out. And now they will move the chains, and where they finally put the ball down, looks like the 39-yard line. It's a gain of 7.
Who is injured?
Dante Perry is the injured player.
Where'd he go?
Number 16. They were helping him out. First down for the Bombers, their 9th of the evening. So a fresh downs here for Mountain Home. The Bombers have all three of their timeouts left. 2:24 left in this first half. Now whistles again.
They're going to make 16. He was trying to stay in the ball game.
No wonder we couldn't find him.
I kept looking on the sidelines for him.
He tried to stay in the game, and now they'll get him to the sideline. They'll bring Kendarius Moore into the ball game for his replacement, one of those defensive end positions. First down Bombers from the 39. Back to pass is McKay. And now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket. Hit and sacked all the way back at the 30. Ball comes loose. They say he was down. And, boy, Coach Elmore is about to blow another gasket.
Throw the ball away.
Huge loss on the play of about 10 yards back at the 29-yard line. So now it's 2nd and 20 with 1:44 left in this first half. Ball is kept by McKay. The late pitch. It's Shod coming to the near side. Shod out to the 37-yard line. He'll pick up about 8 on the play. 1:22 left in this first half. Third down coming up from Mountain Home. Once they finally put the ball down, they're going to put it at the 38. So, Sonny, I apologize. I know Sonny's helping us with our stats here. So, officially a 9-yard gain for Shod on the carry.
Well, they don't start the clock here. The play clock still hadn't started.
He went out. And now the play clock hasn't started, has it? They put more time on the clock. That's what they were doing. 1:27. It was at 1:22. So they put 5 more seconds on. Third and 12 here for Mountain Home. And it's McKay stretching out this pitch. He finally pitches it to Liddy. Liddy's got a first down. Knocked out of bounds. Just inside the 50. 49 of West Memphis and a first down.
Good job with Liddy that time. Boy, he had his shoulders turned up the field when he got the ball. And he just accelerated and got to the sideline and got that first down. And that was a big play, Brad.
That was.
A well-executed play right there. Isaac made the defender come get him, pitched it, and Liddy did a good job of getting up the field.
Boy, it was a nice pitch because Liddy was in full stride when he caught it, and, I mean, he's quick as a cat.
He didn't have to
unlike
break his
dad.
It's probably his mom, like his mama running from his daddy.
First down here for the Bombers from the West Memphis 49. And Junior Williams gets this one. And good grief, look at that pile move. Yeah. He's going to move the pile for about a 3-yard gain to the 46. .104 left in this first half. Mountain Home trying to hurry up and get over the ball. West Memphis slowly getting up. 2nd and 7. And McKay keeps it, pitches it late. Coming to the near side is Shod, and Shod dives ahead to the 43. It's a gain of 3.
Right, just keep stretching them.
I was getting ready to say, Mount Holmes got 3 timeouts left. You got to use one here, and they call it. So with 39 seconds left in the half, the Bombers take a timeout, leading 17-14. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, the Bombers looking at third down here, third and five. Once they put the ball down, it was at the 44-yard line. So third and five coming up, 39 seconds left in the half. Let's see what Mount Home wants to do here on this third down play. They've got two timeouts left, leading by three. Working from the near hash. Out of this T formation once again. They've been in all night long. McKay wants to pass. Rolling left. He is hit. Breaks out of the tackle. Running to the near side. Passes. Has a man open. It's Liddy. Completed the 25. Liddy at the 20. Down to the 18-yard line. The longest pass play of the season right there from Mountain Home.
Well, good job. Isaac kept his head, eyes downfield, was able to see Liddy break loose right in the middle. Nobody even close to him.
A 26-yard pass play to the 18. Mountain Home needs to clock it here with Lang, save those two timeouts. Or they'll run the play. The option, kept by McKay, turns it up. McKay at the 15, McKay at the 10. He's at the 5, spinning, diving, he's in! Touchdown, Mountain Home! McKay from 18 yards out, and the Bombers lengthen their lead before halftime.
Well, that was what you wanted to happen, you thought could happen. I really thought Junior was going to bust one up the middle with them spreading the field like they were. Isaac, good job of, you know, hit at the 5-yard line. Good job of spinning, breaking tackles, and carrying people in the end zone.
12 seconds left in this first half as Mountain Home extends the lead. Here's the extra point attempt. Liddy, high snap. It goes through his hands. Mikey McLean will get hit. He's down right now, and looks like he's going to get up. The ball was on the ground for quite a while, and it's going to be no good on the extra point attempt on the high snap. Well, I tell you what, Mikey's taking a couple of shots tonight, hasn't he?
He's taking more shots tonight than he has all year long.
He has, hasn't he? So the extra point's no good, so it's 23-14, Mountain Home with a 9-point lead and 12 seconds left in the half. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
12 seconds left in this first half. It's 23-14. Mountain Home with a 9-point lead. Getting ready to kick off here to the Blue Devils with 12 seconds left in the half.
Boy, just don't give them a chance to run it back.
Nope. Here's Platt trying to pooch it to the corner, and it's going to go out of bounds at about the 30. So the ball will be placed at the 35-yard line with 12 seconds.
Well, you don't use any time.
Nope.
Off the clock.
So let's see what West Memphis draws up here. Boy, you cannot allow a score before halftime here.
No.
You've got the momentum right now. So the Blue Devils in a big huddle on the near sideline. You know, they've got something up their sleeves here.
Well, they're not going to go easily. They're
going to. Troxler, he's got a different running back there with him. That's Kelvin Love.
All right, now.
It's in the backfield.
Don't let anybody behind you. Keep him contained.
Five defensive backs all about 20 yards deep right now. Troxler to pass.
Tackle.
Troxler. Now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, and ball's knocked loose. It's still on the ground, and Mountain Home's recovered, and time runs out. The Bombers knock the ball loose, force the turnover, and Mountain Home will take a 9-point lead into the locker room at halftime. Bob, what a first half.
Well, that's a first half right there. You know, you wondered how both teams would respond with outcomes last week and the way the future looked, and I think you're seeing it. You know, both teams are doing pretty well offensively. the emotional side defensively is suffering a little bit. Mountain Home, I have to give them the edge, is playing better than West Memphis right now.
Officially, we'll have to give the ball was knocked loose at about the 45-yard line, so we'll call it a 20-yard gain on the run by Troxler. And the fumble, the first turnover of the night. Great first half of the Bombers, lead it by 9, 23-14. We've reached halftime. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show, coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
May Family Motors in Mountain Home invites you to stop by and say hi and check out their late model pre-owned vehicle selection. Do you have a driver about to turn 16? Maybe a student who'll be graduating in the spring? May Family Motors is here to help you with your vehicle needs. Proud supporters of Bomber Football, May Family Motors, 1038 Highway 5 South, Mountain Home, 870-701-0988. And make sure to like May Family Motors on Facebook to get updates on all their great deals and specials.
What if I told you you could go to college and save money? At ASU Mountain Home, you can get a great education and save a lot of money. ASU Mountain Home is less than half the cost of four-year schools. Tons of grants and scholarships are awarded every year. No matter what you want to study, there's a scholarship for you. But here's the thing. You've got to apply. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You miss out on 100% of the scholarships you don't apply for. Go to college. Save money. Apply at asumh.edu. Your future starts now.
With RMS Bank, there is no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot. Stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri-loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with personal, caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community, RMS Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
Thanksgiving is my favorite time of year, sitting around the table, laughing and stuffing ourselves silly. But for the needy and lonely in our community, it's often just another day. That is why the Salvation Army is honored to host our annual Community Thanksgiving Luncheon. Lunch will be served from 11 to 1 at the Salvation Army Fellowship Hall. If you'd like to volunteer, call us at 870-424-5708, or you can help by dropping off a turkey or ham before November 20th. Help us remind our community that joy has an army.
Seniors and their families often struggle with decline in thinking and ability to perform daily tasks. Depression and anxiety frequently make things worse. Well, North Central Arkansas has an excellent resource to help. Dr. Tom Foster, specially trained, board-certified geropsychiatrist, leads a dedicated team of professionals at the Hensley Behavioral Health Center in Mountain Home to help patients and families cope with these problems. Call today to see how they may help. 870-508-6400. BaxterRegional.org.